Georgia. She's in her late 40s, and we're discussing the 1950s and 1960s. So you can just, any, like your earliest recollection, like I said, starting from about the time you're like around 7 years old or so, the people you knew. And one thing I wanted to ask, did most of the people, you know, living in Canton, did almost everybody you know work in the cotton mill?
In the cotton mill, and I think it was in 52, my daddy started to work at Lockheed.
Oh, I didn't know he was.
And he got a job at Lockheed. Before that, he had raised chickens on a farm and did brick mason work. And there was 8 children in the family. And
where do you fall? About the middle?
I'm the oldest girl. I have 3 brothers older than me.
Okay, so you're almost right in the middle.
And then I have 4 younger. 4 younger than me. There was 3 girls and 5 boys. Mm. And we lived at Hickory Flat, which is
at the
east of Canton.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lived there when I was in, I started school at Hickory Flat School. Like 1st through 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Or 5th, I can't really remember that. But we were just ordinary family.
Ordinary people.
With lots of kids.
Did you know anybody that fought in Korea?
Fought in Korea. Wow. My neighbor.
Huh?
My neighbor. I had a neighbor that fought in Korea. He's the only one I can remember.
Oh, really?
None of my family. I had an uncle that was in the Army, and he was in... he drowned. He and his wife had been married 1 week, and they drank. He drowned. They were swimming, and his wife's sister. So my uncle and his wife's sister drowned.
Oh.
He fought in Korea, I think. Mm. He was home on leave.
Oh.
And he got married. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So that was like their honeymoon, or just shortly?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And but other than that, I don't remember anybody else that I knew that was in Korea at that time. And this was like when I was probably 9 years old.
Mm. Okay. So
and yeah. So my mother never worked until my baby sister was born in 55. And she was two years old. My mother went to work at a poultry processing plant in Canton called Etowah Poultry.
It's not there anymore.
Right? No. Oh. No, it's been gone a long time. And my dad worked... he worked at Lockheed until he died. He died when he was 46, cancer.
Oh, that's
funny. And all the brothers and sisters, we were a close family. We're still a close family. We were close then. My oldest brother was 1 year old to the day when the next brother was born.
Oh.
On
so they had the same birthday.
They got the same birthday on August 22nd. And then I had another brother that was born a year later. So my oldest brother, my grandmother, took my oldest brother. She would come and get him. And then when he started to go home, she would cry because he had to go home. So finally... they just took my oldest brother and raised him.
Oh.
But he would come and spend the night with us. But he he was more like a friend than a brother back then, you mm-hmm. know, because he didn't live with us, and so there was seven that lived at home, mm-hmm. and so the next brother, well, the one that's got the same birthday as my first brother, and they were just like we'd go to school, and my oldest brother would come home and spend the night with us, just like, you know, it'd be like a, they'd play, yeah, they'd play together. And like I say, we lived on a chicken farm, and we played in the creek, we down the creek, we go swimming in the summertime, we played in the woods, mm-hmm. we had pretty much a good family life. Of course, we had problems like everybody else. And, I don't know, we just, you know, we hardly ever got to go to town on Saturday. Sometimes we'd get to go to town.
Oh, just from Hickory Flat to
From Hickory Flat to Canton. We hardly ever. Maybe once or twice a month we'd get to go to Canton, and we thought that was a big deal mm-hmm. to get to go to town. And I can remember one time getting to go to the beauty shop, getting a perm when they put all those big wire things to your hair.
Oh, that kind of permanent.
Yeah. and walking home, which would be probably my brother, they had left me there. My brother come by and got me, and we walked home, which was about 10 miles.
Yeah, probably was.
So, about halfway home, we stopped at this old two-story farmhouse and asked for a drink of water. And so they had a well. And so when they drew the bucket of water up, they had their milk and butter and stuff like that in the well to keep it cool. And it was a... I can remember my legs hurting real bad, being so tired.
Oh, that's a long road.
My baby sister was, I remember the night my baby sister was born. The doctor come to the house, and I didn't know my mother was pregnant. We never knew, you didn't, stuff like that wasn't discussed back then. I remember my dad locking all of us in one room and leaving us there. We didn't know what was going on. And so I had to go to the bathroom real bad. And my brothers, they could get out the window, and I couldn't. So I remember when I was complaining, I want out, you know. And finally, when my sister was born, they came and unlocked the door and let us out. And the doctor said, "You've got a little sister." And we went in to see her. My mother was sitting there in the rocking chair, rocking her.
Oh, she wasn't in the bed.
Yeah. She was rocking her in the rocking chair. I'll never forget. My baby sister is 8 years younger than me. And when, you know, she was like my baby, I took care of her, mm-hmm. and just like my own baby, you know, and me, 8 years old, and we, let's see, then, it was mostly just going to school. We had to walk, probably a mile to meet school bus. But before that, we had to walk to school, didn't have a school bus. And we had to walk to school, and we would, this guy was probably lived 4 or 5 miles from us. He was a young guy, had a truck, and he would, you know, let out all kids ride in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
So one day it was raining, and the truck and the truck slid off the bank, and it went, had, gosh, probably 20 kids in it. And after that, they wouldn't let us ride no more. They stopped him from letting people ride to school.
Oh.
And we just... Finally, they got a school bus, and we had a really great school bus driver. He was an older man that raised chickens there, and he drove a school bus, you know. And he would, when he would sell his chickens, he would stop at the store and buy all the kids on the bus a coat.
Oh, my gosh.
They cost 5 cents back then. We thought that was a real treat.
Mm-hmm.
And when they... We had stopped by a place when they was making sugar cane, and he would stop and let us watch him make syrup and get us some. They'd give us sugar cane, you know.
Like
the,
on a field trip.
Yeah, like a field trip. The bus driver would do this for us.
That's really nice.
And but it was like maybe the school. Had eight grades in it, and some, like, two grades would be in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd have a lot of kids, you know, in the same room. And we didn't really have many school activities other than playing ball, basketball. And
you had, like, a basketball team?
They had basketball teams. And that was that. I went to school there until I was probably in the fifth grade. And then we moved. We always had rented houses. We never owned a home until it was like in 58. And... my mother and daddy built a brick house, a three-bedroom brick house, one bath.
I remember that house.
Yeah.
I do.
And
yeah.
it was a nice brick house, mm-hmm. and it cost $8,500.
Oh, my gosh.
$8,500 to be.
Unbelievable.
And my dad, we lived there. One year, and he got sick with cancer. He never really got to enjoy his house, his only house, you know, mm-hmm. that we had. And then 8 years after my mother died, 8 years after my father died, mm-hmm. my mother died.
She kept living there.
Yeah.
She
lived there 8 years. And she died. But in the meantime, before they was building the house, when I left, I was 18.
When you went to Atlanta?
And I went to Atlanta.
You quit high school, didn't you?
I quit high school.
Why'd you quit?
10th grade.
I was going to ask you
that. Well, because I really didn't.
Felt like you were.
I didn't really want to go to school. I wanted to work. I wanted to work and make some money because I didn't have money to buy clothes, or we just never had a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I quit, and I worked at Car Hops.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. When I was 14, I went to work at a place called Lakeland Restaurant as a Car Hop. And I was going to school then, too, though. And then finally, when I... got 16, I quit school.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine, Annette, was going to Atlanta. She was going to beauty school. So she wanted me to go with her. So we got us a room in the boarding house. It cost us like $10 a week to stay there. And you got two meals a day.
Oh, really? $10 a week?
Yeah. Two meals a day, and it was like a 10, it was either 10 or 15, it could have been 15, but it, not very much.
Cheap.
Yeah, cheap.